archpriest of Our Lady of Asunción. We begin our visit from the Baroque-style entrance of the church in front of City Hall. The Archpriest Church of Our Lady of Asunción might be considered the most important historic building in Vinaroz due to its artistic and architectonic relevance. The monumental temple is also one of the best examples of the Gothic Renaissance architecture with a Baroque-style entrance. Apart from its grandeur, the temple is also unique because it is an example of a fortified church located in the old city center. During the building process, the church was fortified and given a double religious and defensive function because Vinaroz did not have a castle for protection. Today, we can still see in the upper part of the building the parapet walk for the guards, located alongside the space occupied by the flat roof of the chapels in the presbytery. Construction of the Archpriest Church dates from 1586, which is mainly the period of the central nave. The Baroque-style entrance we see in the front dates from a later time, already in the 18th century, after the end and consecration in 1597. Construction of the bell tower began at the base of the nave with a defensive purpose in mind. The structure was finally finished around 1660. As an anecdote, we note that in 1880, the clapper of the bell fell onto the square and made a large hole while King Alfonso XII prayed inside the church after surviving an attack in Madrid. That same year, the king granted the title of city to Vinaroz. The parish temple has a rustic appearance, with sloped walls and a longitudinal nave with side chapels between abutments and a semi-octagonal altar, atop an elevation with thick abutments, which can be seen on the side of the temple and that frames the chapels. Rests a lightly domed ribbed vault, divided in six by transverse arches, which covers the nave. The apse, where the altar is polygonal and covered by a six-point star vault, typical of the late Gothic style in Valencia. The impressive Baroque facade presiding the entrance was built between 1698 and 1702. It was declared a historic artistic monument in the year 1978. And it represents an early example of a facade altarpiece belonging to the Baroque style that emerged in the area at the end of the 17th century. We notice that the front is divided into two sections, a lower one, heavy and solid, and a thinner upper one. It is interesting to note the arch in the entrance door, which is dressed with rectangular shapes. There are two pairs of helicoidally shaped columns on both sides, called Solomonic columns, finished by a Roman-style Corinthian capital. The upper body rises over a frilled cornice, which splits in order to form an arch framing the Marian anagram. Once it reaches the central wall, a niche opens over the anagram that holds the image of the Asunción, Master Serrano's work, flanked on both sides by two Solomonic columns, two pillars mounted to the wall, or pilasters, and two tapered pilasters. Pilasters in the shape of a truncated pyramid, this second section is finished by another cornice, arched in the center to protect the big circular window framed by four foundations with pinnacles. Attached to the church on the right-hand side, one can access the communal chapel of Baroque style and one of the most important ones, built by Andreu Chambord. It has a double Greek cross floor plan, where the narrow sides are designed as small altars, covered by a vault over pendentives with a lantern supported by four arches. There are several interesting multicolored plaster works attributed to Esteve Bonet. We now invite you to visit the inside of the temple. Item 6.1, inside of the temple. We start the interior tour at the presbytery, from where we can visit the 12 side chapels covered by a transversal vault with central keystone. They honor different saints, some of them related to the Marine Guild, such as San Telmo or Virgen del Carmen, whose dedication is deeply rooted in Vinaroz. Currently, in the apse of the presbytery, we can see a large central sculptural group made by Serrano, representing the Ascension of Our Lady On the sides of the apse, we find two large murals from 1957 by J. Moncadas, a painter from Barcelona, which refer to the patron saints of Vinaròs, San Sebastian, and Our Lady of Mercy. The lower part of the mural represents the arrival of the relic of San Sebastian to the city's beach in 1610, when the Count of Benavente turned the relic over to the archpriest of Vinaròs. Over the temple's access door, we find the organ of the archpriest, inaugurated during the celebration of San Sebastian in 1923. Metal tubes from the old organ, made in Casa Estadella in Barcelona, were used in the making of this instrument. Built by P. Palop in Valencia and funded by the organist of Vinaròs, J.B. Juan Venasco, the instrument was restored after the Civil War, as noted by the plaque. After visiting the architectonic wonder, we leave for our next stop, Casa Cendra. At this point, we turn to the left from the church's square, and once in the square of the adjacent fountain, we find ourselves in front of the Casa, a beautiful yellow building with sumptuous balconies.